This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, or wait, is it Wednesday? Yeah, it is. It's Thursday. Chris, what day is it today? It's Thursday. Man, that was kind of clunky. I wish I could do that over again. On a Thursday, a wonderful Thursday, and we have all kinds of things, all kinds of fun we're going to have tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Looks like Spain is getting ready to jail pastors for teaching the Bible. We'll talk about that, how it applies to us right here at home. Secret Service suspending agents who definitely failed to protect Trump back in last July at Butler, Pennsylvania. Jasmine Crockett might possibly be the Democrat nominee for Senate in Texas. We'll discuss what's happening with both parties and why it's happening. The evils of the Biden administration, all that, so much more, all kinds of emails as we clear out room for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to put a bow on something, and then, unless you're really hot on it tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, I probably won't address it again for a while. The Epstein stuff. Tired of talking about it. Tired of thinking about it. But it's on everybody's mind. I have all these emails. Jesse, what do you think? What do you think? So on and so forth. So I'm just going to, because we have a story today from the Daily Caller that kind of confirms a lot of what I had said before. Before we get to what I said before and what the White House is saying about it and everything else and what RFK Jr. came out and said, let me ask you something. Have you ever, you like sports? Have you ever seen, read, heard about, watched a great coach fail? A great coach goes to the wrong organization and fails. I'll use an example. Bill Belichick. If you're an NFL fan, football fan, everybody knows who Bill Belichick is. Former head coach of the New England Patriots, won 8,000 Super Bowls, considered by many to be the greatest coach of all time. That's awesome. Good. Why didn't he win games at Cleveland? Cleveland Browns, if you're not an NFL fan, terrible team. And I love the Browns. I'm from Ohio. They're not my favorite team, but I always love them. But they're awful. They're always awful, pretty much. Browns just suck. Why didn't Bill Belichick win there? Well, here's why. And we've actually had a similar talk like this before. Human beings, even human beings with the best intentions and the right ideas, good ideas, smart ideas, are oftentimes not powerful enough to overcome an evil, dumb, corrupt organization. An evil, dumb, corrupt institution. You can take the greatest football coach in the history of mankind. He's going to win all kinds of Super Bowls in the right organization with the right quarterback. But you take that brilliant coach and you put him with the Cleveland Browns and he's going to suck and miss the playoffs like every other Browns coach sucks and misses the playoffs because the Browns suck. He can't overcome the institution. And let's make this about you or me. What are your ideas for education? We'll make it about education. Higher education. Even if you're not a highly educated person like me who went to Pima Community College, let's make this about higher education. You know, as we've discussed many times before, having your elite universities be good and having them nurture and create good citizens is really important. And the fact that our top universities are the most communist and evil is really damaging to the country. because Harvard makes CEOs. They make presidents. They make senators. It's a big, big deal. It's a big deal. You know that. I know that. Even though I'm not educated, I know that. I know it's important. So let me take you. Let me give you the top job at Harvard. President Harvard, you're fired. You get to take over. Now, this is you. You know what this country needs. You at least have a general idea of the direction a higher university should go. We're talking elite standards. You're going to teach honest history. No more communist professors. You have the right idea. Even if you don't know all the nicks and crannies, you have the right idea. Do you believe that if I fired the president of Harvard and I put you there, that in just a couple years, you'd have Harvard like Hillsdale College? Do you believe that? You don't believe that. I don't believe that because you wouldn't. The institution is gigantic. The people inside of the institution, I mean, personnel is policy, as the saying goes. Even if you were the top dog at Harvard, you have to deal with administrator after administrator, professor after professor, donor after donor who hate the United States of America. You're having to deal with Chinese foreign influence operations. You're having to deal with domestic. You're having to deal with DEI this and DEI that. Even though you have all the right ideas, you want to do the right thing, you're not going to fix Harvard in a couple years. Let's make it about presidents before we move on and we'll tie a bow on the Epstein stuff. Let's make it about presidents. Let's make it about senators, congressmen. Why do all of them fail on at least some of their campaign promises? Donald Trump, to his credit, is just checking box after box after box on his campaign promises. He's fulfilled as many campaign promises as any president ever. Even Donald Trump's not fulfilling all of them and will not. He went out there and made promises on the campaign trail. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. And he failed. Russia, Ukraine, we'll make it a specific example. We don't want to talk in generalities. Donald Trump said 1,000 times on the campaign trail, I'm going to end that war day one. That war should have never even started. The war is going to stop. I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to put a stop to it. People are still dying over there. We're shipping missiles to Ukraine. The war is not stopped. The war continues on. Why? Is it because Donald Trump is a liar? Of course not. He tried. Is it because he misled you in some way? Is it because he's a failure? No, certainly not foreign policy-wise. Even if you dislike Trump, I think everybody has to acknowledge foreign policy-wise, man, he's pretty on point as a president, real on point. But he made a campaign promise, and he has not fulfilled that campaign promise. Why? Because there are things that are bigger and more powerful than even the office of the President of the United States of America. And you can get into that office and you can win an election and you can go out on the campaign trail and you can promise everybody that you're going to put a stop to the whole thing. And you may believe that all the way, and you may want that all the way, and you want what is good and you want what is right. But you get up there and you get confronted with the meanest, most vicious woman on the face of the planet. You know what her name is? Reality. That's her name. Reality has a way of slapping all of us around. You, me, all of us. I'll tell you this, I ran for Congress once, as you know. Well, twice, lost both times. Ran for Congress twice. During my congressional elections, I knew I was going to win. Ever told you that? I knew it. I was running. And I'm not a good person, as you know. I don't claim to be. But I was running for the right reasons. I didn't care about power. I didn't want the fancy suit. I didn't want a congressional staff. I didn't want money under the table. I was running because I love my country, and I was sickened by what the government was doing, and I was going to fix my country, and I was going to go back there, and I was going to do what was right by the American people and save this place. And because I was right and they were wrong, because I wanted what was good, and because I was working so hard, and I did, busted my butt on that campaign, there's no way I'm going to lose. I can't lose. Oh, but your opponent, Gabrielle Giffords, she's telling seniors that you're going to take away their Social Security. And then there was young, naive me. Well, they're not stupid enough to believe that. I want what is right. They're going to see through those lies. Election night comes. I lost. Reality can be a cruel, cruel woman. Now let's put a bow on the Epstein stuff with this new story that's out today from Reagan Reese at the Daily Caller. Before we get to that new story, let me make sure your meat is doing well. Let me make sure your meat is done perfectly every single time. Is that a guarantee? You know what beef prices are now. I heard a shocking statistic about how few beef cattle we have now in the United States of America. That's why steak prices keep going up, 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 up. It's a costly thing to ruin a piece of meat now. It's no joke. You know, maybe you think the IQ sense, that miraculous wireless cooking thermometer that will tell you when your meat's done, maybe you think that it costs money. I would argue making meat perfect every time so you never screw up a piece saves you money. I would argue it is a money saver. You don't open up the grill, open up the oven, check it. You just leave it in there. Your phone will tell you when it's done. Go to chefiq.com. Code Jesse saves you 15%. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. On Friday, as always, all 3 hours belong to you. Whatever is on your mind, doesn't even have to be political. Ask, we'll have a real good time. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I've heard the other news that's out about RFK, Epstein. Here it was, in case you missed it.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet two times. I was on it in 1993, and I was on it in, and I went to Florida with my wife and two children. They offered us a ride to Palm Beach. So I
remember what I told you. Let's just recap the Epstein stuff briefly, what I said about that. I want the flight logs. Those are kind of already out there, I should know, but I want the flight logs. Okay. Remember what I said? Just because somebody's on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein doesn't mean they're abusing young girls. You want the flight logs, which are already out there. You can go look at them. Are you going to automatically assume everyone who flies on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet is a dirtball? I mean, you can assume that all you want, but that's not true. RFK Jr. flew with his wife and kids. Hitched a ride. Hey, got a jet. Hey, you want a ride? Yeah, sure. Take a ride. Okay? That's one. Two. I mentioned in the opening that people will run on promises. They'll believe things. They'll have the right thing, the right goals in mind. But institutions are just more powerful than people, even presidents. Reagan Reese did a great story today out of the Daily Caller where she got with a bunch of officials in the White House and started asking, hey, the base is mad. People are mad. There were promises. And I'm not going to read it all at all. You know, I don't do that. But just let me read you a few lines from it. And tell me if any of this stuff sounds familiar, meaning tell me if you remember me explaining all this. Administration officials say they are frustrated and feel like the DOJ dropped the ball by overrepresenting how much evidence they had to take down Epstein's alleged child trafficking ring. You can arrest all the drug dealers and cartel leaders, but people want closure on this case, and the attorney general must find a better way to reconcile that. One senior administration official told the caller that it was known there was never a client list or smoking gun at the time when Bondi went on Fox News and said she was reviewing the list on her desk. The official said they were unsure why Bondi made the comments and added that generally the DOJ was prone to overpromising. A source familiar with the caller that when Bondi made those comments about the client list, she did have a bunch of Epstein documents on her desk, but did not yet know what was in them. Remember what I said about this interview?
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump.
Remember what I told you? She said it. Now, you took that as meaning the list, and she has to know that that's how people are going to take that, but she's talking about a folder she hadn't opened yet. She's going to expose this Epstein guy. She's going to give the base, you, me. She's going to give us what we want. Give us the names. I want to know who the rich guys are. I want to know who was abusing these young women. I want to know this. The file's on my desk. I'll get it to you. Oh, wait. There's nothing in here. There's nothing in here because the people inside of the government, I'm sure in collaboration with the powerful men who did all these misdeeds, destroyed the evidence long ago, just like I told you they did. Donald Trump brought up the Epstein stuff several times on the campaign trail, so he's got to own some of that too. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to show you what's up. But sometimes reality is ugly. And the reality you and I have to face, this is why I'm so cynical about Brennan or Comey ever going to jail. The reality you and I have to face is the United States government is a criminal organization. It is full of criminals. These criminals, like every criminal organization, work very, very hard to destroy evidence in order to protect themselves. What does the American mafia do? They kill witnesses, they hide evidence, they avoid getting fingered for their crimes by destroying evidence and killing witnesses. The United States government does the exact same thing for the exact same reason. The FBI does it. Central Intelligence Agency does it. I'm sure they all do it. The United States government, because they commit crimes all the time, destroy evidence. I already read you the story from long ago about the FBI raiding Epstein's mansion, finding all kinds of pictures and DVDs and leaving them there, and then letting Epstein's people know that they're there. Epstein's people go, they take all the evidence, they pocket it, and then the FBI says, oh, hey, sorry, can we have those back? Why do you think they did that? I'm sorry. It sucks. We're not going to get justice here. It's awful. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jewish producer Chris just asked me if Billy Squire was talking about having a stroke on that song. Look, I've got to be honest with you. I have no idea what people are saying in music 90%+ of the time. I can't make out the words. I don't understand why nobody enunciates. And every time I've dug into this, every single time I'll like look up the lyrics. You know, you can look up lyrics online. I'm not even kidding. I look up the lyrics online and I feel like they're not appropriate. I feel like a lot of the things we used to listen to, even when we were kids, was not appropriate. My mom my mom used to monitor what we would be able to watch and listen to. My mom was, she was like most parents. Yeah, I had, if I wanted to watch a rated R movie as a kid, I had to do the right thing and go over to a friend's house and watch it behind my mom's back. That's how I got to see all the Rambo movies when I was a kid. Either way, mom didn't want us listening to potty words and stuff like that. But even mom would, she let me listen to Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's not a good song. That is a song with a lot of things in it that are not appropriate for children. It was more subtle back then because it was the 80s, but that is not an appropriate song. I choose ignorance when it comes to what Billy Squire was talking about. Stroke, maybe he's talking about his guitar, maybe he got the COVID shot, maybe, I don't know. I mean, who knows exactly what he was talking about, but we're going to move on here. I want to discuss something else. Now, this is not really necessarily about her in particular, but you know who Jasmine Crockett is, this moron. Everyone knows who she is by now.
I've done that with a number of, you know, Republicans that have been like, oh, no, like the border crisis, it's all the fentanyl and da, da, da. And I'm like, OK, whatever.
Yeah, she's a real brain child, definitely a decent human being. OK, so, you know, Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett, in a poll they just ran in Texas with a Democrat primary. Remember, this is a Democrat primary poll. Jasmine Crockett leads the field solidly of potential Democrat candidates. Solidly. Now, what do we take from this? We like to point at Democrats who are elected, like the Jasmine Crockett's and AOC's and Ilhan Omar's and this Mandani guy in New York. And we look at these nutball Democrats who are elected. And we all make this mistake. I shouldn't say we all. I make this mistake, actually. And maybe you do, too. We think, wow, these politicians, these Democrat politicians, they're really, really radical. That's not what Democrat voters really want. Surely Democrat voters, of course, they don't want the same things we want, but they're not about all this craziness. They're not full-blown communists. Democrat voters, these Democrat representatives don't represent them. I think that's naive. And I think whenever I've thought that or said something along those lines, I think that's very naive. I think even I have chosen to forget on occasion or block out. Remember the poll during COVID? Remember the poll of Democrat voters? The percentages of, not the Jasmine Crocketts, not Ilhan Omar, Democrat voters, the percentage of them who wanted you arrested or locked in your home and have your children taken away from you if you didn't take the COVID vaccine, just some of the most horrific, tyrannical, evil crap you've ever seen. It was a large percentage of Democrat voters. Democrat voters across the United States of America have become radicalized over the years, extremely radicalized, and they are not clamoring for a more moderate, more reasonable Democrat party that sets aside the tranny stuff, or can we at least not do all the climate change stuff? Or the Democrat voter is not saying that at all. In primary after primary after primary across the United States of America, we are seeing evidence that Democrat voters, they want the most bloodthirsty Maoist they can possibly have to represent them. Remember, Mandani in New York City just won a primary against Andrew Cuomo. And you can point to Cuomo's troubles, you know, old Andrew Magic Fingers Cuomo. You can even point to the fact that Cuomo killed 15,000 seniors with his COVID policy and say that's why. The Cuomo name is royalty in New York City, and he had a Fort Knox-style war chest, and Andrew Cuomo just lost a primary to some insane communist talking about seizing the means of production and having government-run grocery stores. Andrew Cuomo lost to Mao Zedong in New York City. Democrat voters had an opportunity to go out and choose somebody maybe more reasonable. reasonable, more mature, more moderate. And they ran to the polls and said, absolutely not. Democrat voters in Texas. This is Texas. Look, even if you are a communist in Texas, you have to know you have an uphill battle to win a statewide election as a Democrat in Texas. Texas is a red state, a solidly red state. There aren't Democrats that hold statewide office in the state. It doesn't happen. You'll have little pockets here, of course, the urban areas, but the United States Senate seat is a statewide office. Even knowing that, Democrats in Texas, with the opportunity for a candidate that may be presented as more moderate, said, oh, no way. Absolutely not. This is what I'm looking for.
I've done that with a number of, you know, Republicans that have been like, oh, no, like the border crisis, it's all the fentanyl and da, da, da. And I'm like, OK, whatever.
I think maybe some of us, probably all of us from time to time, in an effort to pretend like things aren't as bad as they really are, I think maybe we convince ourselves that the crazy Democrat politicians from the federal government to the state level to the city level, we've convinced ourselves that these politicians are, they're way more radical than the Democrat voter. The Democrat voter, yeah, he may be more of a union guy, or maybe he wants to hack taxes higher, something like that, a few more illegals in the country. But the Democrat voter, of course, is not as radical as Ilhan Omar. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. It's not just that we have insane communists running the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. Remember, Karen Bass, keep in mind, Karen Bass is a trained communist, documented. She used to take trips to Cuba for communist training. A trained communist runs the second biggest city in the United States of America. A trained communist.
I am the duly elected official here to represent the city, and it is my job to protect the city. I was not interfering. It is my responsibility to ask, what are you doing here in this park where nothing is going on? Why are you grabbing people off the street, making a lot of people believe that
she's not the mayor of some kooky little liberal town in Connecticut. The Democrats got to choose, and they had a choice in their primary in Los Angeles, and they went to the polls and they voted for the Democrat that went to Cuba and got trained in communist activism from Fidel Castro. I think we have a situation with not just Democrat representatives, with Democrat voters, and we don't want to acknowledge just how severe that situation is. And let's compare that to the GOP in just a moment. Before we compare that to the GOP, let's do this little thing. You know, little thing like making sure your retirement doesn't get completely destroyed. There is no stopping the debt train. You know it and I know it. Republicans will not do it. Democrats, of course, will not do it. Republicans spend trillions. Democrats spend trillions. Print money by the trillion. And everyone knows crisis is coming. Everybody. I've asked multiple U.S. senators, why won't you do anything about it? And they'll just tell me, honestly, Jesse, there's no appetite to do anything about it. Everyone just hopes the crisis will come after they're gone. That crisis is coming for your retirement. Have you gotten a hold of Goldco yet? The only thing that can protect your retirement when these people destroy our financial system is precious metals, because they exist and have value outside of our system. 855-817-GOLD. GoldCo will help you. 855-817-GOLD, or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, you could email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. They're already pouring in hot and heavy. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You have questions for the Beaver Hunter? The Beaver Hunter is here to answer all of your questions. Just got a really nasty, vicious text message from Aub, which is completely uncalled for. So the other day, I've been trying, I've told you before, I know I eat bad, but I've been trying to make some improvements. No, I'm not going to have carrots or something like that, but I've been trying to make some improvements. But every now and then, I got to make a gas station run, maybe grab a snack. I was craving chili cheese Fritos. Now, I have this situation in my house, and the situation is I have teenage boys. And teenage boys are ravenous animals. They will eat everything. It's like they never, ever stop eating, especially my boys are my oldest, especially right now, James. He's doing extra training right now, getting ready for cross country season. So he just ran 5.5 miles yesterday. He's doing all this training. So you just can't get enough food in them. What this translates to is I can't have a quality snack in the food pantry. If I have a quality snack of some kind in there, I'll never get to it. The boys will wipe it out. It doesn't matter how many threats I make. They never take me seriously. They just start snickering, and then they steal my food anyway. So I had to move quality snacks from the food pantry and stash it in my room. Well, our room. Av and I, we sleep together, not to brag. But I take the quality snacks, and I put them in there. The other day, I make an epic gas station run. I get a bag of one of the great chips ever, almost a perfect chip, the chili cheese Fritos. We've had this discussion before. If they were bigger, they would be the perfect chip. The only thing keeping chili cheese Fritos from being the perfect chip is the fact you have to grab 3 or 4 at a time, and you can't really dip them without getting your fingers dirty. But either way, I got a bag of chili cheese Fritos, took it home, and felt kind of guilty about it. So I thought, you know, I'm not going to eat it today. I'll wait until I have a serious craving. I stash it in my room. In the room, my snacks are almost always safe. Because, you know, Ab is such a health freak. I went vegetables and things like that. She's the weirdo who brings the veggie tray to the party. I mean, come on. I think it's safe. When I was starting the last segment, you know what text message I got from her? I'm going to read it verbatim on the phone or on the air. These Fritos are so good. I hid my stash in the room. This woman discovered it. She's eating it. And now she's texting me that she's eating it. And now she's texting me pictures of her eating it. Don't laugh, Chris. Wait, it's not funny. I do not deserve it. I don't know why you would say, I know. No, I do not deserve it. I deserve some relief. And that's why I take Relief Factor every single day. Did you know that, Chris? I told you about that? Don't shake your head either. It's 100% drug-free, Chris. Because you know how I feel about medications. You should take this. No. I don't want that stuff. When it comes to pain, people take things to mask it. It's human nature. I better take this and liquefy my kidneys. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. You take it every day, and the longer you take it, the more the pain gets turned down, 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 until eventually your pain gets turned off. That's what Relief Factor can do. It's freaking miraculous. Do not sit there and live with neck pain, elbow pain, my knee hurts, oh, my pectoral. Nope. ReliefFactor.com. Go get 3 weeks of it and just try it for 3 weeks. That's all. 1-800, the number for relief, or ReliefFactor.com. Let's do some emails. Jesse. Men in women's locker rooms, this lady said. Where are the dads of these female athletes to physically stop these men from entering women's locker rooms? See, I was talking yesterday about how gross the tranny stuff is, especially as it pertains to women's sports. We have dudes in women's locker rooms. It's not just that they're hurting women out there on the volleyball court. Remember that poor girl who got a concussion, all messed up? The rugby field. It's not just that they're breaking their records. These young ladies I mean, young women should be protected. I think you would agree with that. These young ladies, when it's swim practice time, you have to change. And you have to get all the way naked to change for swim practice. We're forcing young ladies to get naked in front of men? And you ask the question, where are the dads of these female athletes? And I will answer the question this way. We have a real lack of men, masculinity in this country, a severe lack of masculinity. And when you lack masculinity, it tends to snowball. Meaning if your dad was kind of weak and pathetic and too afraid to protect you, too afraid to stand up for himself, maybe your mom pushed him all over the place, there's a real likelihood that that you'll be that way. And then there's a likelihood your son will be that way. And we've done this for so long in America where men bow down. Well, I mean, the saintly woman is right. It's all over our sitcoms. The dad's always the moron, the idiot, the loser. The wife, the mom, is always the saint. She has to do all the thinking. The stupid boob of a dad can't even tie his shoes. This is a society we have nurtured year after year after year in this country. And now men as a whole, not all men, men as a whole, they won't tell anybody no. They won't stand up for what is right. Well, no, I'm too afraid. I don't want the, I mean, men have allowed women to take over things that were all male. And nobody said no. Well, I don't want to seem intolerant. I mean, I love women. I'm a super big fan of women, but they won't say no to women at all. We can't as a country, I'm not going to go off on this again. We can't get women off of Navy ships. Women should never, ever be on a deployed Navy vessel. It has been a disaster since they were introduced onto Navy vessels. Not because women are evil, not because men are evil, because you don't put a bunch of 18-year-old men and women in a steel tube and send them out to sea and not expect horrible, horrible problems. It has destroyed readiness in the United States Navy, yet nobody wants to be the guy who says no. Well, I'm a woman. I should be able to. No, woman, you can't. Goodbye. You're not allowed here. This is a space for only men. And this is, it's turned into things. It's really a great email. You're a dad and your baby girl is being, I mean, in some way, I think we'd be honest, violated. And you won't step in and say no? Yank her out of that pool? At least pull her off the team? Pull her out of the, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But I had a different dad. Anyway, I'm going to get back to comparing the GOP to the radicalism of Democrats. Next.